That's a big, gorgeous sound, isn't it? That's a traditional Yolngu song about the Brolga, those lovely birds that dance in the morning light, performed by Yothu Yindi. Now, the bush, we know, is an orchard of fruits and vegetables, but it's an orchard most of us neglect. Yolngu elder and artist Mulkan Wirpanda has seen young people in her community turn to junk food, and she started on an ambitious project to paint all the edible plants in her part of Arnhem Land in northern Australia. And this has led to an art show that's part plant catalogue and part Yolngu culinary guide, and she's assisted in this by the artist John Wolseley. And you can see the results in an exhibition at the National Museum of Australia in Canberra called Midawa or Harvest. And I've been looking at the photos of this show, and it's just gorgeous. John Wolseley joins us now from Canberra. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And with you there in our studio is community leader Merki Ganambara, and she's played a key role in this project. Merki, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So you're a school principal there in the community, and
yes,
you've known Mulkan for a very long time. Tell us about it. What's her role in the community?
She's an elder, a very respected elder. She's actually one of my role models. There's only a few elders, you know, women elders there, and Mulkan, I adore her so much. In fact, after work, I rush over to where she's sitting down painting. There's quite a few of them, actually. There's three of them who sit outside, paint their bark paintings, and I just come in and you know, help make a cup of tea and just sit down and listen to them and learn from them.
And John, how did you first meet Mulkan?
It all started 7 years ago when the wonderful art gallery in Darwin, the Nomad Art Gallery, were invited by the Bukulange Art Centre and Jambawa Marawili to come down and do a print project. So we were four Ballando white artists and four Yolngu artists, and for 10 days we went off drawing and painting all the plants. And while I was doing it, Mulkan invited me to be her wawa or brother, and gave me the name of Langurk, which is a kind of grub which I think sometimes burrows into yams and in the mud. And from then on, each year I came up and painted all the same plants. I didn't paint them as well as her. And so she produced something like 130 amazing pictures of about 40 different plants. And I was trundling along behind her.
as her brother Grub.
As her brother Grub.
Oh, Merki, this is a lovely story. Yes. You were there when they first met.
Yeah, as her little brother would. You know, how the older sisters, you know, take their hands. Come on, little boy, you have to learn off me and from me, you know. And that's what, you know, I think when I see John and Mulkan, they're, you know, leading one off into the unknown, and they just dig up things and eat and taste and telling each other, you know, what they know and learn off each other. It's just wonderful to see that.
Now, I know that in Yolngu paintings there are sort of protocols over what you're allowed to paint and what you shouldn't paint. You know, there are things that are your stories and things that aren't. Does that come into this story, Merki, at all?
Well, it does. Mulkan's painting is more merely real, meaning it's not a painting of particular design or pattern that belongs to another clan. So her painting is more like how she feels when she sees any plant, the shape of the way they sway, the shape of the way they stand. And sometimes I can see that, you know, the taste and the smell is part of that as well. So it's more like a rhythm of the way that the plants are in our nature.
It's so dramatic. I mean, as you say, John, the way in which he's able to create these plants, especially on, are they on bark, these paintings I've been looking at?
Yes, they're on bark, and also larrikinch, kinds of funerary poles. That's right. But something I like to say here is that she's not just documenting these things. She's actually painted 130 simply wonderful paintings, which are great art. Because, as you know, up there, there's about six of the most important and wonderful artists in Australia who live in along and above, up towards Gangang and so forth, who make these wonderful paintings of that area. And the thing that I want to emphasize is that by doing wonderful paintings, it means that the book, which we haven't mentioned yet, the book which is just out, called Midowar Harvest, The Art of Mulkan Werpanda and John Wolseley. The wonderful thing about this book is that it's got the great big fold-out thing of my painting, which has got all the plants that we've both painted. And then on each page, there is a picture of Mulkan's painting of Gurumu, let's say, and then over the page is my version of it. And what I want to say is that this puts this book into the category of the great books about plants. In other words, Joseph Banks's Florilegium, you know, the wonderful book from Cook's first voyage. And what I want to tell you, which I'm so excited about, is that I've just learned that it took 200 years for the Florilegium to be properly printed. And you'd have known that last year, Thames and Hudson did the great reproduction of this, and a lot of the plants we've done, and I can tell you what, we've done them much better.
Ah, oh, dear, he's a proud man, John. Well, I mean, yeah. In a way, saying that you're documenting is misleading the listener in the look of these things, because these are not the sort of technical drawings, technical botanical drawings that you would see in a botanical guidebook. These are very sensuous, evocative paintings with great sense of design. Merke, you've written some descriptions of the plants that are very, very evocative, that help us understand their role in culture. Maybe you could read one of those descriptions for us.
Would love to. Now, I've got Gurumu here, and what it is, it's a shrub or a small tree to 10 metres in height. It grows in, you know, because we have a pocket of rainforest dotted right across northeast Arnhem Land, and they grow in these rainforests, small rainforests. In the songs, you know, when the Dawa clans sing the spirit and the spirits of the Dhanbol or the spirits of whatever it may be, they collect these fruits and eat them. And in real life, you know, of course, we do the same. But because John and Mulkun has made this wonderful, wonderful book. Every fruit that are in that book, you know, we sing it. We sing it, we dance it. So I'll read Gurumu, and this is it's taken from one of the songs, and it talks about the Gurumu and talks about the spirits eating these fruits. Bukunyinan makangada wonga yunbianga Bukunyinan ribibinga Ngamangama yunba hingina ngaraka wumulurumara And so on. And so in the songs, the women keen or cry, but they cry actually saying those words. I just sang, in the thicket of the rainforest, looking for food, sitting amongst the buttress roots under the banyan tree, with the aerial roots dangling down. Inside here, I cry while I create the bones of my identity, the feathered morning star from the birds around me. I cry for my creation, I cry for my soul. I am weaving beauty, life, and possibility like a flower. Once it was sent into the sky, they cry too, seeing it rise. Forgive me if I cry again, for I have sent it. I no longer have it with me. Now I am nothing, my soul has gone. So forgive me if I cry. Ngama ngama yon ba ingina kungaraka wombulur marao. Gabu gago baba womburu mingan lombur mingan. Benga ngaji nyen jina koran gam ngayangaro jina kungaraka wo. So that's what I've written, you know, in some of these explanations of fruit or plant.
That is completely lovely. What's the plant again?
Goromo.
Goromo, yeah. John Wolseley, let's talk about your piece for this exhibition, which is absolutely panoramic. It's an enormous piece of work, 10 metres long it is, and taller than a man. Just explain it to us what you've done.
Basically what I've done is painted all the trees and ravines and monsoon forest thickets on the edge of this great sacred floodplain. And this is like a veil. I felt that as a Ballando white fella, I've always felt this problem of painting a great piece of landscape which is full of the great songs and ceremonies of Aboriginal people. I've made this screen or veil, and I've used a kind of Chinese perspective. In other words, when you look at my painting, it's got multiple perspectives, and now and again you peep through and you see through to the great flowing floodplain with its sacred banyan trees, its middens, and all the things which the wonderful painters from that area paint. But that's given me the opportunity to do 40 of these plants as they interweave with each other. So what you're looking at is a painting of an ecosystem, and it's allowed me to all of the various things that I do. Like, for instance, I do a lot of wood cutting and wood engraving, and so a lot of this painting has got wood engravings from my love of Turner's Herbal and the Gerard's Herbal. I've got a whole kind of thing I do with wood engraving, and then I've got other systems which I've plastered over it. But the really exciting thing is, on the other side of this panel, when you come to this show, you'll see all the amazing woodcuts that Morgan has done on the Huon Pine panels that I brought from Tasmania. And they're yet another way of looking at these plants.
And Merki, when you look at the work of these two artists together, one by Whitefella, one by Yolngu Elder, what's the dialogue between them? What's your experience as a Yolngu woman looking at that art coming from two different cultures, I guess?
It's so wonderful and amazing how they both communicated with each other. You know, we're looking at Mulkun, she should be in her 80s, you know, late 80s. And John, the way John is, you know, John's just an amazing, amazing, wonderful person that would speak to anyone, you know, would speak to a bird, you know, and if the bird listened to it, it would speak back to him. You know, he's... And to see them together, communicate and talk to each other, it is a wonderful thing. I mean, you know, Mulkun talks to him Yulgumata sometimes, you know, you know, and John responds by, you know, pointing here or picking up something, just with a shake of heads and the eyes and body language, and they communicate that way.
And Merki, is this an expression of a more widespread Yolngu attitude to sharing of culture?
Absolutely. And Yolngu people are, you know, just wonderful people and caring and loving and inviting. And we can just invite whoever who wants to learn our culture, learn our language, learn what we eat. And you know, everyone in Australia should learn how to eat these food. I mean, it is Australia. You know, if you're an Australian living in Australia, at least at some point, taste and eat one of our food that's been here forever.
John, you're a very lucky grub.
Oh, thank you, Grub Michael.
And thank you so much for telling us about your experience. This, as I say, I've seen the pictures of this exhibition online, and it just looks so sumptuous and so joyful. And it's been lovely to talk to you both. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
We've been talking to artist John Woolsley and also to Yolngu community leader and school principal Merki Ganambara. And John's work is featured alongside the work of Mulkan Wirpanda in a joint exhibition, an exhibition of both of their works. It's called Midwa Harvest, and it celebrates the edible plants of northeast Arnhem Land. And also, it's available as a lovely book, and Merki is one of the people who helped bring all this to fruition. So you can see this at the National Museum of Australia in Canberra right through until the 18th of February next year, or of course, see the book. You'll find the details on our website. This is Books and Arts from RN. I'm Michael Cathcart.